Hello, so my name's Dennis, and I currently attend Loughborough University and I play on the men's first team for Loughborough University volleyball. So I decided to join the volleyball club since my first year and also just before attending the university or applying for it, just because I did want to commit to a sport. I wasn't sure between volleyball or football, but granted that football is a lot more competitive here and I had already a solid foundation in volleyball, I decided to commit more towards volleyball. Also considering that there are more more opportunities for football in the UK. In terms of timeline, I would recommend to get onto a volleyball or onto a competitive college team. There isn't really a specific timeline to follow. I would say personally, definitely you should try and commit to a team or try and put yourself out there to the team at least as soon as possible. Just because even if you don't get into the first team or whatever team you desire to be on in your first year, at least you are putting yourself out there, and also it gives you the chance to meet a lot more people. And who knows, if you fail to get onto a team, at least you get to know a lot of people who you can hopefully try and arrange more casual play times or trainings, just so you can also get better and also maybe have another shot at getting into the competitive team the next year. In terms of my experience, I didn't know too much about Loughborough University Volleyball Club just because volleyball wasn't that big of a thing in the UK. It is currently still growing. But Loughborough University did turn out to have a decent history in terms of their volleyball club, which I found out mainly through YouTube and just past alumni uploading videos, and I would watch them and get a better understanding of what the current play style is like or what the standard is, just so I have an expectation in my own head and what is needed to progress into the competitive university standard. So which steps did I take? Definitely at first, I did a good amount of research. I was lucky enough to know some people within the ACMIS circle who have gone to the UK and Loughborough University and play in either volleyball, and I knew some people who played in football as well. So I kind of understood the general university sports scene in the UK, which I feel like goes very much under the radar. Everybody, when they think of university sports, thinks of NCAA and this almost like glamorous and huge college league. But really, the size and magnitude of things can differ a lot. And here in the UK, we have Bucks, which is British University Collegiate Sports League or something like that. Which is the NCAA equivalent, obviously not at a large magnitude, but still attracting a lot of great athletes and a lot of NCAA athletes actually, because of the lack of NCAA eligibility after the players have played there for 4 years, I believe, and a lot of them come here to study masters and still compete at a high level in Bucks. And also, obviously, the UK has a lot of talented athletes in terms of football, rugby, athletics. Here in Loughborough, athletics is definitely one of the biggest sports. So definitely do your research beforehand. I did my research in volleyball. I got to find some people and gain some connections to get a better understanding of the club, and also just the general university volleyball scene. So in terms of what I think is needed to get onto a university team, I would say you definitely have to be quite open-minded because you are in a way competing with a much larger pool of players than you did in high school or in middle school, because you know, in terms of us international students who went to like IB schools or basically private schools, we are surrounded by a very small group of people who are from a very specific social class in a way. And oftentimes, I think, at least back in when I was competing in ACAMS, I would think like, this is the pinnacle of high school sports almost. Or like, I would think that just because we were doing well in ACAMS, we must be some talented individuals. But realistically, you know, once I see and do my research in university sports, you know, you got to realize that you're competing with a much larger people, much larger group of people from various skill backgrounds and physical attributes. So definitely, I would say keep an open mind and not having that high expectations. You know, while I did manage to get into the first team in my first year, it wasn't something that I was like, the moment I got there, I was like, oh, I'm better than these people. It wasn't something like that. I definitely had to earn my place. And I definitely also, even once I got onto the team, you know, there were a lot of people who had more experience than me or were more physically talented than me or etc. And, you know, you just have to keep an open mind and really accept that and also be able to react to that in a forward-looking way with a growth mindset. So, yeah, as I was saying, I wasn't recruited. It is quite rare for universities to recruit, or British universities to recruit international students who don't have a huge like professional background. I know like they definitely, Loughborough University definitely recruits athletes from NCAA, especially now with the whole master's eligibility thing. But yeah, in terms of recruiting, I guess I went through trials on the day. It was like a 2-day trial, so not a lot of chance to show what you're about, but you just gotta make the most of it. So in terms of my experience and what the level here is, or what university level is, for the UK volleyball, I can only speak from my own experience. So within Loughborough University, we compete in the first tier of the Midlands, which is a region in the UK, in terms of university sports. But we also compete in the National Volleyball League here in the UK, which we are currently in Division 3, which is actually just an amateur league. Well, not really an amateur league, but where we get to play against other clubs or sports volleyball clubs, which aren't professional but are still clubs which train regularly, and it's against grown individuals. And overall, it is quite a competitive environment. There are no like no games given to us simply because of the stature of our university. You know, Loughborough University is always known to be the best sports university, but even despite that, we are still like very much on similar levels with the rest of the teams in the university space. It's just in certain aspects that the university certainly excels at. In terms of training, we train all season round. So the Bucks season goes from the almost the second week of October, I want to say, until the last week of March, just before Easter. So we train 2 times a week, 2 hours each, occasionally 3 times, depending on the week. But we have Bucks Wednesday, so every Wednesdays we have a Bucks game, as well as in the weekend we usually have a 2-game weekend where we play against 2 teams in the NVL. So that approximately gives us about 4 to 6 hours of training per week, then about 3 games on average, I would say. So definitely it is physically straining, and at times it can also influence studies, which leads to my next point. So being a student athlete does come with its own challenges, and being on a competitive university team, unfortunately, does not mean we are given any slack when it comes to academics. Luckily, I would say IB has prepared for me that prepared me for that. I do feel quite organized in terms of my studies and how I balance it out with university, but it definitely did strike me a little bit at the start because I wasn't used to playing a certain sport for a whole year. And in my old school SSIS, I wouldn't have to have trained, basically every day for a whole year. It would be about like two times a week, maybe, and with one game. So definitely, I would say the length of the season is actually mo much more fatiguing than, like, if basically what I'm saying is if the season was shorter in a condensed period, there wouldn't be as much troubling, but sustaining that organization is definitely the more difficult bit. So, in terms of this, I would recommend, when students go into university sports to have their own planner, so any sort of planner. I currently just work on old-fashioned pen and paper, write down what I do during a day and also during an entire week. Because training schedules and game schedules can definitely like confuse you in terms of as well as your academic schedule. And so definitely that having a planner is very useful. Other recommendations. Another recommendation I would say is to, I guess, even though you are a student athlete and you might be playing the sport you enjoy the most, for me at the moment it's volleyball, but I think it's also important to have another hobby, which doesn't relate to this student athlete experience. So currently for me that's football. I'm lucky that there's a lot of opportunities to just play casual football here because at times when you're training so often, it almost feels like a chore or a job. And definitely having that other hobby or other physical relief is very much comforting at times. And yeah, even a creative hobby might also work in that way. So, what I recommend studying and training to future student athletes, of course, I would say so. Just because it is a overall being a student athlete is a great experience. I'm fortunate enough to not have to had suffered anything traumatic or in my student athlete experience, and definitely you get to meet a lot of great people, you meet a lot of friends as a student athlete, and you get to compete with a lot of other schools, and maybe you meet friends along those ways. And just in general, I think being a student athlete also widens your perspective on the whatever sport aspect. Certainly for me, volleyball, I started playing in since I was in grade 7, and it's definitely been a very drastic development in terms of my playing surroundings and who I'm playing with, what type of league structure I'm playing with, all sorts of things. And it definitely opens my mind up to many more different opportunities and how volleyball is played around the world. It even encouraged me to like try and play volleyball in Germany in the summer, and that was also another experience which I found quite memorable. And then in terms of the studying aspect, I mean, studying, luckily, I can't say the same for American students, but In the UK, you do have a lot of freedom. You only have about 2 3 hours of lectures a week, not a week, a day. And having that definitely gives you a lot of freedom, but it also makes you have to be a lot more disciplined, which I feel that being an athlete already contributes to that. And they definitely go hand in hand. And I feel like in doing so, it definitely makes me grow as a person. That's about it. Thank you. And if you have any questions, please ask away. Otherwise, I'll send you this email and hopefully you can crop this out.